a random fact about Pete that makes me always smile is he's deadly afraid of dogs. Episode 2 of Life Reels with Julie and Pete, and today we are giving you the funky formula. Now, we've come to realize that when it comes to marriage, playfulness is a key ingredient, and we're here to tell you guys about how we've included playfulness in our marriage.
Yep, and if you're joining us for the first time, my name is Pete and my wife,
Julie Karaoke.
We are a husband and wife team, and we'll be talking about life, marriage, family, ministry, friendship, and anything that, you know, is there to be talked about. In our last episode, we had a wonderful time, wonderful chat. Did you enjoy it?
I absolutely enjoyed it.
Enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about our first time. If you've not watched it, look for the link somewhere, you know, here. And today we're talking about the funky formula, all right? Sometimes things can be so heavy, tight,
and life is
intense,
hard.
You know, you know, every corner you turn to, things are just, you know, quite serious.
And especially right now, in our country, Kenya, you know, with all the floodings, with all the, you know, things that are not working in our systems, you can just find yourself being so engulfed by seriousness. And, you know, it can have an effect in your marriage.
Mm.
And we've had seasons where we've let even the election period tamper with what we are going through in our marriage. So we discovered that just having this secret sauce, as you call it, this playfulness, this groove to your marriage can really, really help. And I think we'll start off with a few questions. Also a part of you guys getting to know us, because it's just episode 2. So for you guys to get to know us more in this new field of the podcast world.
Yeah. So we have some questions from our producer. So
we're ready.
If you guys were a pair of shoes, what type would you be and why?
I think we would be, I want to say, a comfortable sneaker that's a bit high end. And I'm saying that because we like comfort, but we like nicer things.
Yeah. I think we will be, or we would be, a versatile shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks formal when it needs to look formal. And you can rock it in an informal setup.
Yeah.
And you can change it depending on what is needed. I don't know if it's making sense.
You know what? I actually have the perfect answer.
Uh-huh.
Would be a croc. All weather. We will all weather. Summer, winter, rainy, shiny. A croc.
Are you sure?
Crocs are very expensive, by the way.
I don't like those shoes.
Original Crocs. They're not for everybody.
I don't like those shoes, man.
Okay, next.
What is the silliest nickname you have ever heard?
You guys, this is a touchy subject, okay? Because
we're not judging.
Nicknames, oh my goodness. As a child, I was called Shosho. I know. I know. You've had your moment of laughter. And they used to say it in my local dialect, which is so-so. And the reason they used to say it's because I was named after my grandma, who I love, but she's in heaven. And let me tell you, when I was around 9, I went and told my parents, if anybody ever calls me that name again, and it died. It died a natural death. Nobody ever called me that. But yeah, Shosho means grandma in you know, in our language. But yeah, that was my nickname for the longest time, so-so. And I honestly did not like it. Yeah.
Can I call you Kasoso?
You can call me Kasoso, but I'm not a little grandma. I'm not. Don't call me that.
OK. So my nickname, when I was small, I was called Toto.
Fun fact, he's still called Toto. Everybody on his side of the family calls him Toto. Ni harusi ya Toto? Is it Toto's wedding? Toto had a child. That'll be him.
So, this needs to end in this video. So, where I grew up, people used to call me Toto, and
it stuck.
And it stuck where I grew up. So, I'd find people who I'm an adult,
yeah,
but because
that name.
That's where I grew up, and that's what they were calling me. So, till today, some of my mother's friends still call her Mama Toto.
Yes.
Yeah, till today.
Yes. That one has refused to go. That one has refused to go. But it's cute. T-O-T-O.
T-O-T-O.
Pastor Toto. Next.
What is the weirdest thing you have done when no one is watching?
Hey. You know, I live by the motto, I always feel like somebody's watching me. But there be many. It involved an event during the pandemic. This is so embarrassing. An event.
Do I know about it?
I don't think you do.
Okay.
An event during the pandemic in the village somewhere, and I got a bit of food poisoning. And went to the bathrooms, did what I needed to do, and yeah, there was not enough.
Don't.
So I had a lot of masks.
Are you for real?
There were a lot of masks in my. Yeah.
Does anyone need a wife for hire? Wow. So you finished the masks.
Anyway, tell us yours.
What? Okay. So my embarrassing one when there was no one. I was actually at the office, and I remember going to the office, and when there was no one, so we were finishing up a certain floor, and people had not yet moved in. So I used to go up quite a lot alone just to check a few things. Then, I don't know if you've ever watched these videos of guys who just can't see the glass. Now when I gonga, boom, you know, because I thought it was clear. So I'm trying to cross from one office to the other, and I hear a loud bang.
And that was your head.
And it was my head. I'm like, what the heck just happened, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always laugh at people who hit glass doors and all. And this happened to me, and the place shook. Like, thank God it didn't break. But the entire floor shook, and I was alone, and I'm like, oh my God.
What was that?
The pain I was feeling.
Ole.
And then guess what? It happened again.
Same window.
Same window, again.
That's a problem.
Again, like I came back and I hit that thing.
That's
I'm like,
a problem.
And I was all alone again. So,
What is the most random fact you know about each other that makes you smile?
A random fact about Pete that makes me always smile is he's deadly afraid of dogs. He will run at a dog barking.
Don't share that.
He is crazily afraid of dogs.
Yeah. Not dogs.
Barking dogs.
Strange sounds.
Sudden.
Sudden strange sounds from wherever.
It could even be a cat, but unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's quite funny. Because I have so many stories, but like, yeah. There are times, yeah. You've let out a bit of a scream. Because you had... So we're on holiday in this nature place in Kenya. You know, we have safari and all that.
Masai Mara. Somebody yeah, Masai Mara.
The Masai Mara. And then we hear some noises. And it's a tent, you guys. So, you know, some sounds. And my husband cramped so hard. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I'm the one who goes out to see what's happening here. Okay. Yeah, that makes me laugh all the time. Because you don't look like someone who'd be afraid of dogs. No, but you can cuddle. Just the sudden sounds you don't like.
I don't like sudden sounds. Loud sounds.
Okay.
It traumatizes me. My wife has sometimes a very shady side.
Okay. What is shady? For people who don't understand.
Shady, like...
Shady.
Like, it's shady, you know? So sometimes I know she has this polished Julie Instagram, which is fine, you know, and class. Hey, lakini, shagzmondo ikingia. You know, from the songs she sings. So Anna, she knows choir songs. Machakos
town
boys,
choir.
Machakos town choir.
Back in the 80s.
And she knows word for word.
I love
you
it.
Know,
I
and
love
sings
it.
Along.
I love it.
You know?
You have no idea.
And the strangest of songs, old school. Like, I'm talking about songs that probably my grandfather was listening to, you know? And she's singing, like she will do so well. In a meeting for wazees, you know, and fit in perfectly well without. So sometimes I just smile when I see her just get in that zone, and I'm like, you can do this. You know this song. How did you know it? You know,
it's a versatility, my friend.
So,
yeah, I can really be bougie when you want, and I can be, yeah.
That's quite interesting.
But I love it. It's my upbringing. I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it too. Mm-hmm.
What is the silliest nickname you have ever heard?
The silliest reason I ever got into trouble as a child is I used to forge my mom's signature. When we used to have school diaries. So when you do your homework, your mom had to sign. And there's a week she was away. And I don't know why I found it hard to tell the teacher my mom is away.
Yeah.
It's not illegal for her to be away, but I just decided to forge her signature. Mm-hmm. And I remember I got into a lot of trouble for that. My mom still talks about it today. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of trouble. The whole school stopped because of me.
You stopped forging signatures.
But I still can do it very well. I even can forge yours. I'm really good at it, guys. It's a secret talent.
Okay. For me, when I was small. Mm. Because me, I grew up in the hood, in the ghetto.
Yeah.
So there's one time we went and, as small kids, started throwing stones to, you know, our neighboring
street.
Street, you know, and throwing and it hit some of the kids so badly, you know. So we are small kids throwing stones to the other kids. Mm. And some of the kids got so hot.
Yeah.
So in the middle of us as young boys and kids having fun, we see parents coming our way, many of them.
To be together.
To come and find out who are these kids throwing stones to. to their children, and one of them is hurt and is bleeding. Mm. So we see parents coming, adults coming our way. Yeah. My God, we were on the second floor of an unfinished building.
Running for your life.
We were running like Spider-Man. We were running for our dear lives.
And this is the 90s where every parent could whoop you.
We were running, jumping. And then we knew we couldn't go home. Because if we go home,
they'll find you.
They'll find us and our parents will expose us.
Yeah.
So we went to a church.
Oh.
So there was a church somewhere. We knew how to open it. It was closed.
Oh, wow.
But we knew how to open the church.
More trouble. You're looking for more trouble.
We opened the church, closed everything, went and sat at the altar. Leave me at the altar with my father. We sat there hoping that
this
we can't
pass.
Be found. We can't be found in church.
Were you found?
We were not found.
Praise God.
We were not found.
But that's our parents, core memory. Oh, your parents got to know.
Got to know because they got wind of what we did. So,
ooh.
Yeah. But I thank God that we were running to church, man.
Yeah.
That meant a lot.
That's good.
What is the most comical piece of advice you have ever gotten from someone?
The most comical piece of advice I've received, I received this just before I got married. My mom was giving a story of a lady who, she had left her husband's home because of, she felt that like her husband was too much because she'd asked her to do this for her, serve my food and all that. So she decided to leave her home and she went to her friend's house. Now at her friend's house, she finds that her friend feeds her husband, like puts her husband on the lap and feeds him. And you know, this girl is looking at this friend of hers and like, what? So this is what happens in this home. So my mom gives that story all the time just to tell me, you never know what happens in people's homes. So stick to your home, make it work. But when it's said in my local dialect, it's so funny.
Try and say it in your native language.
I can't. My kamba is so bad.
Try.
Oh, woo, it's so bad. My God,
try.
It's so bad. Oh, lolo, yeah, yeah. I can't. Imagine saying
this. Just try.
Same thing.
So you try, I'll assist you.
Kikamba.
Yeah.
Hmm? I can't. It's a whole story. So how
I can give you one word, ni chao. Kungulu kongala. Kungulu kongala.
You say yours, as I think.
No, I don't think I'm thinking.
You can't think. People are not comical kwenye.
Comical advice I received.
Penda. What to find out what to say? There's something you always say.
But it's the same. It's not. It's speaking to ourselves. It's not. It's not advice.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That is the one.
What is the goofiest thing you have ever done to impress someone?
So I'll start. Okay. It wasn't a girl, I was in a space where I needed mentorship. And I remember meeting this guy who I was looking up to. And I was like, man, I can't wait to be, I'd love to spend some time with you, but I didn't know how to ask for mentorship. So I went and told the guy, we look alike. I was like, we look alike. Yeah, we even look alike. We should spend
time together.
Together, you know, we look alike. Look at you, look at me. We were meant to be, you know. Have you ever been ghosted by a man?
He was like, you are strange.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Lose my number.
Have you ever been ghosted by a mentor? By a potential mentor?
Potential mentor.
I was ghosted, man.
Oh, dear.
Because I was like, man, we look alike.
Yeah,
man,
we have the same vibe, you know.
Man, picture
we
us.
Gel.
Picture us taking this journey together as you mentor me. I was ghosted and
you still ghost of you now. You
Let
guys
me say,
are not.
Don't try this anywhere.
Do not. So if someone is looking for mentorship, what would be the less cringe ways to go about it?
I think one of the easiest ways is just build something, commit to something, commit to a certain responsible work, and then whoever needs to come your way, they will at some point, either through your invitation, come and find what you're doing, and then begin the conversation.
Yeah, me too. I always let it be
Don't let it be awkward.
Don't propose. Yeah. I feel like once you propose, from my experience as well, every time I proposed to someone to mentor me, like when I was younger, it never happened. Yeah. But just form a friendship, let it be organic. It will always work out.
Yeah. And you?
The most,
cringe. Goofiest.
Goofiest.
Thing you've done to impress someone.
Why do I feel like I don't
to get their attention?
Well, in school, when I was younger, I think I was, what do they call it? These people who betray people, snitch. I'd snitch on people to get liked by teachers. Don't try this at home. Yeah, so I used to do that. I used to snitch a lot.
Yeah.
It's not goofy, but I used,
that's what comes to. Snitch a lot to get ahead.
I used to snitch a lot to get ahead. I don't do that anymore, but I used
to.
No
wonder you want to work for CIA and Secret Service.
Yeah, like a detective of sorts. Yeah, I used to do that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. When it comes to marriage, playfulness is almost top of my list for you to have a marriage that is fun. Life can be very intense, like you said. Even in your seasons of changing diaper, tell your husband, you know what, I'll give you $2,000 to change this dirty diaper. And make fun of it. Make fun of them when they take too long, you know, and their legs are numb from sitting in the toilet seat or in the living room chairs. Make fun of their driving or how they react when, you know, a cop stops them. I think it's just a key ingredient to just make life lighter. And I think marriage needs to be lighter. There's this analogy that marriage is heavy, and I think it is heavy, but laughter, fun moments, playfulness will save you guys a lot of that.
It's important to have this as a secret sauce. Be funky, be fun, try out new things, go out of your out of your norm, try a new restaurant. Try chopsticks if you've never tried chopsticks. You know, just try
a TikTok challenge.
Try a TikTok challenge. Dance together. So we've done a couple of videos where we've tried dancing. I was horrible at some of those dance moves. Horrible, you know.
But we laughed.
But we laughed and we had fun, you know. So try something you've never tried. Try hiking. Well, that's not fun.
For some people
it's fun, you know. Try shooting pool. Try playing soccer. Get out of the mundane, serious, intense density of marriage, you know. It's not a company, it's not a business, it's a friendship, and the person you're with is your buddy, your friend, your ride or die, you know. Do stuff together, exchange notes, sometimes my wife and I in places where we're in a meeting and we're texting each other and maybe the meeting has taken too long and I'm like, get me out of here or I'll die, you know. Or we start making fun of people, you know. So we're like, eh, who you? You know, so just find your secret sauce, find your funky formula, add it, because life will throw curveballs at you. And humor is like, it's like a life jacket.
Yeah.
It gives you buoyancy so that when the floods come,
you're able to stay up.
You're able to go up. You know, you're not being put down by everything. Life is not crushing you to the bottom.
Yeah.
But because of humor, laughter, playfulness, make light of the moment and let the buoyancy of your friendship lift you up, you know, because things happen. There are painful moments in life, sad moments in life, heavy transitions, difficult discussions, difficult transitions, you know. We don't evade that. And sometimes some of those things are thrown at us when we least expect.
Yeah.
You know, so find space to laugh, watch comedy shows together if you can, find something fun you can both do together, you know, and and just enjoy each other's company. Enjoy some of these things. So these are some of the secret sauces that we're sharing to just increase longevity, lighten the load of life, and, you know, and just have fun while you're tipsy.
Absolutely. So this has been Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Stay tuned for the next episode this coming week. Let us know in the comments what is something you do to just make life lighter. We'd be very, very happy to see that. Till next week.
God bless you. Bye-bye.